everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere, or listening, as some of you do, anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is other text, graphics, links that makes the information we're giving you here today even more valuable. And how would you like to have all of the videos at your fingertips? Well, all you got to do is be a VIP. Somewhere up there is a VIP button, and you do that, and we'll send you a link to a page that has all the titles of all the videos, and it just becomes like an encyclopedia of hypnosis tips, tricks, and techniques that goes all the way back to whenever we started. Gosh, I don't even remember what that is, 2005 or something like that, I don't know. Hey, you know what? I'm not here by myself. I'm here with Meredith Locker. You all know her, you love her, and hopefully you met her at the NGH convention along with Celeste and Elron. Now let's see, let me tell you about Meredith quickly, and that is, she's just an absolute fabulous person. To know Meredith is to love and respect her. She's a caring individual, educated in the ways of hypnotherapy and psychotherapy. She was a talk therapist, and she said, the heck with that, I want to do something that really works fast. And so now she uses hypnosis with all of her clients. How you doing, Meredith?
I am so happy to be back, Cal. How are you doing?
I'm rocking, I'm rolling.
It's good.
In fact, as people are watching this right now, now, of course, this is recorded ahead of time, but last weekend, which is in the future for me now, but will be in my past when you're watching it, I will have gone to the Vietnam Vets, Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club Paula Run, and it is just a wild party. Imagine hundreds of bikers, Vietnam vets, vets of all the things that have happened since Vietnam, getting together with their buddies, their motorcycles, out there in the hills of Southern California, having a great time. Ha! And if you see another podcast in the future, I'll let you know if I survived it. Ha ha! Oh, wait a second. Here's a little thing. You see this stuff in the background? People sometimes want to know what it is. That's the emblem or the colors for the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club. You guys, you rock. Honored to be a part of you. All right, Meredith, go ahead.
All right, well, I want to make sure you all know who Cal Banyan is, because it's just possible that you stumbled over these podcasts, over these videos, and you really have no idea. And Cal is the reason we're doing these podcasts. He believes in teaching. He believes in community. He believes in educating and sharing his wisdom with the world for free. And that's why he brings you these podcasts week in and week out without fail, whether I'm here, whether he has a co-host at all. Sometimes he does them all by himself, all Cal episodes, and he's just so grateful for his wisdom. He has created product after product after product to help you to be the top of the profession, the one percenter that I know you all really want to be. He brought to us 5-Path, one-on-one. It's an advanced process for change. He brought to us 7th Path, self-hypnosis. Just, you know, so many teaching tools. He teaches classes still here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, and he's even taught them in Singapore, and he's teaching in Massachusetts, and actually by now he will have been done with that, but he's teaching all over the place and really helping to make hypnosis, first and foremost, one of the most transformational, most well-understood professions available. And I just want to thank you, Cal.
Thank you, Meredith. I'm feeling especially good about myself after all of that.
You should.
I should. I'm going to record that in audio, and anytime I'm feeling down in the dumps, I'm just going to pull that out on my iPhone or something and listen to it.
Well, you know, the other thing I was thinking, Cal, when you were talking about, you know, your Vietnam vets ride that you're going to do, you know, we all have to have hobbies. You're so smart to create that balance and having that thing. I mean, you're so dedicated and you put so much time and effort into your practice and into the products and into these podcasts and into the classes, but you do always make balance in your life and, you know, having those things for your own self that's just for you, that's fun for you, that keeps you going, keeps you looking forward to something and keeps you passionate, and that's just so smart. And I hope you all see that. And I'm the same way. I've got all kinds of interests outside of hypnosis that I am constantly playing in to be able to keep myself inspired and excited about the work that I'm doing. It really, that inspiration and that refreshment, it makes you a better hypnotist, that balance that you create when you have those outside interests. Don't you think, Cal?
Absolutely. And the deal is, I think that when you develop these other things that you do, these aspects of your life, they need to be really way different from your professional life. And one of the people, by and large, don't understand the level of commitment that it takes to join and continue membership in a traditional motorcycle club, an MC. It is really one of the biggest commitments you could make in your life with regard to your time and really understanding the brotherhood and the sense of family that happens with that. Hey, so why don't you turn everybody on to a little bit of what you do in your free time?
Yeah, so first of all, I always make sure to do something athletic of some form where I'm moving my body, something physical. I mean, as a hypnotist, we sit in chairs all day long. And, you know, so much of even the preparing or the reading or the studying or the learning is very sedentary. And so it's important to move. And I am a Gemini to my core, and I like variety. So that's always going to be a little different for me. Sometimes I'm really into my yoga. I love my yoga now, but lately I've been wanting to be outdoors, and I've been more into hiking. And I believe that nature rejuvenates and replenishes. And so I want to get, you know, I live in Los Angeles. It's kind of concrete jungle-ish, so I got to get out there with the trees and walk and enjoy myself. And I've got my two dogs, and I enjoy going out and doing social things with other people with dogs so they can play and we can interact with each other, and that's really fun. And you know, I'm also really involved in a lot of different spiritual groups, so I have all kinds of different groups I join. Some of them are intention circles where we come together and we help each other, adding kind of the power of our intention to their intention to help things happen for each of us. And there's a lot of documentation these days about that working and that changing the fabric of our lives. And you know, other ones where we just come together, we'll read books and then we'll discuss it. You know, we'll read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle and really talk about what that means for us and dissect it. And so many things. I'm always looking for kind of new adventures. I love going to the beach, spend a lot of time there. Luckily I'm close to it where I am in LA. And I'm very close to my family, so a lot of things I do with them as well. I want to travel more, Cal. That's definitely my coming up soon. I want to set myself up so I can get away more.
You want to travel for work or for fun or both?
A little of both, actually. I mean, if I travel for work, it has to be so that I can still get out. I mean, I was a convention and meeting planner one time back in the day, and I traveled like crazy, but I practically never got to see anything because I was inside of a convention center or a hotel, you know, all day long. Pretty much. So yeah, I would love to be able to travel, but have enough time to be able to get out and see things and doing retreats, doing workshops, things like that. And but also, you know, just journeying and going out by myself and taking a week or 10 days and visiting some of the beautiful places that this world holds for us. I want to do more of that.
Ah, that's so cool. I want to travel, but not for work anymore. I mean, like, I've done training in Singapore, Malaysia, London. Now people are trying to get me to go to Dubai and stuff like that. But I don't know. I just love America so much. And there's so much to see here in the United States. Traveling, Maureen's the traveler. She pushes me to travel, and now I'm going to be going to Hawaii. At least that's the United States. I don't know when that is, but one day, very soon, Maureen's going to wake me up in the morning and say, "Hey, today we go to Hawaii." That's the way my life is. All right. Hey, well, gosh, we've turned half of this episode into what you should be doing in your life to have balance.
Yeah. Well, and I think that segues a little bit into what we were talking about before. We were talking about, you know, Maureen Banyan. I don't know if you've all met her, but she's Cal's wife, and she's just one of the most incredible ladies I've ever met. And she's been running the Banyan Hypnosis Center and, you know, booking clients and just, I mean, you name it, she does it. She keeps Cal in line. She makes sure he's got what he needs, and she makes sure that his center runs itself. And, you know, it doesn't run itself. She runs it, really. And but she's starting to see clients clients again. She wanted to feel how that feels once again, to work with people and to help create change in their lives and get a little bit out of the administrative and more into the creative work that we do as hypnotists. And so she's starting up, and it got us talking a little bit about the preparation it takes for new hypnotists. And so let's kind of start here. We actually got a question from a five-pather who also learned seventh path. And her name is Sandy, and she's a nurse, and she learned it several years ago and did some hypnosis with clients, but she'd like to start again. So let's kind of start with, how do you prepare to start again if you're ready for a refresher? She says she still has the books but would like to get a video on refreshing it. Any suggestions for getting going again? So let's start with that, Cal.
Okay, and I want you to put your 2 or 3 cents worth in here too.
I've got a couple dollars.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's great, because then I can just give the short answer and you can give the long answer. You know, one of the things we do at our center is that, and this isn't quite on the topic, but sometimes it is sort of, and that is that people go through our certification course and then life happens. And they're, you know, when they come, their intent is, hey, next week they're going to start seeing clients. But then something happens, something at work or in the family or whatever, and they're not able to get started. And it might be 6, 8 months, up to a year before they can actually get started. And we let our grads go through the course again for free up to a year afterwards. And then even if they want to do it after a year, there'd probably be just a partial tuition to do that, because we understand that life has its plans and things are going to come up. So there's one answer. One answer is go retake if you were happy with the course you took, if it was the best course that you know of, retake your course. Obviously there's people out there watching these videos who learn from someone else besides me or one of our CFIs, our instructors like Celeste, and just talk to them and say, hey, teacher, you know, I went through your course XYZ number of years ago. I'd like to retake the course, catch up on whatever's new, and refresh because I'm getting back into it. Can you give me a special deal? And that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is, you know, if you've had the fundamentals and you've been through the basics, then you can go ahead and get some video training. Just start re-educating yourself. We have a lot of people that do that with the 5-Path 2.0. Another thing you can do is get active in some of the online groups. We have a number of online groups on Yahoo. There's a number of forums on the internet where you can do that. Also, you can create meetups. Meetup.com is a good way to do that, where you can connect with other people in the profession and start rubbing elbows with people who are seeing clients and find out what books and classes that they recommend. Now, what's coming to mind with you, Meredith?
Well, you know, you absolutely want to refresh yourself with the materials that you got from your course in the first place. I know when I took your course, I mean, the information was so distilled. It was like a zip drive. And I had to unpack it. You know, I left those 10 days and I started to really dig in and get it on a deeper level and a deeper level and a deeper level. And then starting to work with clients helped me to get it on an even deeper level. And then you just got to keep on going from there. Get involved in some sort of a group. Like you have the Yahoo groups that people get put into once they graduate from your courses, and they can post questions there, and all kinds of different people of different levels of experience are there to answer. There are newer people, there are much more experienced people. I know Celeste is real active on there, and she's an instructor, and she gives all kinds of amazing answers, and we even pull questions from there to bring to the podcast. So, you know, these podcasts are a wonderful reference guide for you to get to refresh yourself. But, you know, Calaf offers his courses on, DVD, video, and you can purchase those and watch the course, or you can go ahead and attend the course either in person or via the web, you know, doing an online interface, and, if you can't make it in person. And, you know, you've got to just unpack the materials again and refresh yourself. And it's just like, you know, anything else, riding a bike, it's going to come back to you and you're going to get it on a deeper level because you are digging into it a second time or a third time. And, you know, get involved in this kind of community where you send us questions and, you know, we do bring it to the podcast because believe me, if you have the question, someone else has it too and they can certainly benefit from that. But one of the best things that I did when I graduated from your class, Cal, was I bought the Bolsom series, and that's the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting program, and it's a big series of audios, and it just covers every different part of the five path process and gets into a lot of details. There's the what ifs, what if questions, answering all the what ifs, going through each of the five phases with the what ifs, and then even more general ones. There's the what the pros know, all kinds of information on there that covers information that Cal doesn't have time to get into in class. So those have taught me a great deal, and I still use those to this day, many, many, many years after my training. So many opportunities for you to learn and grow and get back into it. But the biggest, most important thing is to start. So dig into the material and pretty quickly start scheduling sessions, because your best teachers are your clients and this universe will only give you what you're ready to handle. So you're going to get more beginner clients in the beginning that are more easily shiftable. And then as your skills improve, you're going to find you get a little bit more complicated, a little bit more complicated. They won't feel that way to you because you'll be advancing with that level of need. But, you just got to get started, don't you think, Cal?
You know, that's such a good point. And the just getting started, you cannot learn how to play tennis by reading a book. You cannot learn how to play tennis by taking a course. I mean, you've got to actually start doing it. And so that's really important. You just got to get out there and do it. On another topic, I'm having so much fun watching Maureen because she's back in therapy mode, right? And so she's listening to like the Banyan Online Supervision CDs in her car. And she's hearing me all day long in her car. She hears me in the bathroom. And then she said it was so funny because she calls me and she's got this Bluetooth thing in her car where it just comes through like where the stereo speakers are and stuff. And then I'm talking to her through her car just like the CDs were talking to her. And she says, that's just so creepy.
I know, poor Maureen.
She's got Cal 24/7 even more than before. Saint Maureen, I'll tell you what.
And I bet you, I don't know, I haven't gotten a chance to talk with her, but she retook the course, and I bet you it was a little scary for her if she had questions to have to raise her hand and ask you, because I know you probably would have been harder on her than most people.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother story. We're not even going to get into that.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything to add on this, I think it's time for us to wrap it up, Cal. Would you like me to get started on that?
We'll wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Absolutely send us what you want to know. Your questions matter, not just to us, but to everyone out there who has the same questions as you, but is afraid to ask them. There's so many people who got a little traumatized in school, I think, and are afraid to ask those questions. But every question matters, and please do send them in. You can post them right down there on calbanyan.com. You can email them to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Looking forward to answering your questions and getting your feedback. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
This is Cal Banyan. I want to say thank you guys, you gals, for tuning into us, either a video or just the audio program, be it on iTunes or through some video hosting site or whatever. We so appreciate you. This is a big part of our lives, bringing hypnosis out to people who want to lift their practices or get into the practice of hypnosis. And we could not do it without you folks. You're the greatest. We love you. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.